Praise the Lord. So good to have each and every one of you here this morning to come and worship with us and to hear the Word of God. So I know the Lord has got something especially for you today, and I know that He is ready to pour out His blessings on you today, amen, because He's a good God, isn't
amen.
He?
Amen.
Amen. So just be ready to receive what He has for you today. I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock, and we want to just thank you for coming. And if this is your first time here at Oasis, if you would, just raise your hand, and our ushers will get you a card to fill out for us, please. And let's give them a hand clap of welcome. Yeah. Amen. So yeah. Glad to have you. We're honored by your presence today. And I also want to thank each and every one of you for the Mother's Day blessing that I got last Sunday. I was so honored, amen. And I was so blessed, and y'all are just went above and beyond. And I thank you so much for being so such a blessing to me. Praise God.
Amen.
And at this time, I want to give you back a blessing, a word of blessing. So if you'll just be ready to receive what the Lord has for you today. Father, I just thank you this morning, Father God, for this congregation. I thank you for your people this day. And I declare over them that they are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and they are reigning in life as kings on this earth. I declare they are sanctified, consecrated, and separated from this world. I declare you are healed today. The Lord is speaking to you today. You are healed. Jehovah Rapha has taken away sickness and disease away from the midst of you. You have a sound mind and body. You are energized, revitalized, transformed, renewed, restored powerhouses for God. The healing power of God continually surrounds you, continually keeps you, and preserves you and your entire system in Jesus' name. And I declare that you are redeemed from debt, poverty, and lack. Your household is blessed and living under an open heaven. The blessings of the Lord make you rich and add no sorrow with it. I declare you are increasing more and more, and wealth and riches are in your house. You are the head and not the tail, above only and never beneath.
Amen.
You are the lender and not the borrower. You sow a bountiful harvest, and you reap a bountiful harvest on every seed sown. I declare everything you put your hands to prospers. I command finances and all resources to come forth now without delay. I declare the wealth of the wicked, the treasures of darkness, and the hidden riches in secret places come to you now. I declare the supernatural word of God is prevailing in every area of your life. You are an overcomer. You are victorious, and God always causes you to triumph in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
And I just feel led to do something a little different. Let's stretch our hands toward Pastor. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over Pastor today. We thank you, Father God, that he is healed from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. We thank you, Father God, that he has a supernatural power of God on the inside of him, and his body is rejuvenated. It is revitalized in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
He is energized in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And we declare that the anointing of God comes forth through your word through him this day. And we thank you and we praise you for it, Father. And we receive the word of God through the prophet of God, and we walk in that anointing because of the anointing of the Word of God this morning. And we thank you and we praise you for it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Glory
praise
to God.
God. Glory to God. Well, it is neighbor looking time this morning. Everybody look at your neighbor. Smile at your neighbor. Point at your neighbor. Do not prod or poke your neighbor. Do not slap or hit your neighbor. The church receives no liability for anything you would do to your neighbor during this time.
I came
to receive.
To receive
God's good word.
God's good word.
This day.
This day.
And I declare.
And I declare.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
To receive.
To receive
God's good word.
God's good word.
This day.
This day.
And I declare.
And I declare.
I'll never.
Never.
Be the same.
Be the same.
Again.
Again.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Glory to
Amen.
God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service. Father, we thank You that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of Your calling. We thank You for revelation knowledge. We thank You that the Word of the Lord will have free course in our midst. We thank You for strong utterance and strong anointing, and that Your people make a strong drawing on the anointing of God. We thank You for answers coming in Your presence today. Holy Spirit, help me, preach through me, teach through me, illuminate the eyes of my understanding. Help me to say exactly what I should say in the way that I should say it. Help me to leave off anything I need to leave off. Help me to flow perfectly with You, Holy Spirit, not ahead and not behind, but right on time. Father, I thank You that we're preaching and teaching Your Word, and You said signs and wonders follow Your Word, so we're expecting to see signs and wonders follow Your Word this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. I ask you will to get your, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to Hebrews chapter 11. And the title of the message today is The Movement of Faith. Now the biblical definition of faith is in Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, the Bible tells us that every person has received faith. We all have a measure of faith. Romans 10 and 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we increase the measure of faith that we've already got by hearing the Word of God. You're increasing your faith level today being under the Word. Now, James 2 and 20 says, now I'm going to skip around on a few verses on you right here. James 2 and 20, this is in the New King James. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? James 2 and 18 in the King James says, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Now James 2 and 17 and 18 in the Common English Bible, in the same way, faith is dead when it doesn't result in faithful activity. So there has to be an activity involved with the faith. Someone might claim, you have faith and I have action. But how can I see your faith apart from your actions? Instead, I'll show you my faith by putting it into practice in a faithful action. James 2 and 17, in the easy to read, it helps a lot of times when we open them up like this. It is the same with faith. I'd never heard it like this. It is just faith and nothing more. If it doesn't do anything, it is dead. I want to read that one again. It is the same. This is James 2 and 17, the easy to read. It is the same with faith. If it is just faith and nothing more, if it doesn't do anything, it is dead. So faith without works is dead. Now sometimes what the Bible is telling us, there's an action required for our breakthrough. In finances, many times, you'll be given something. You'll be given a prompting, a nudge, an urge to give a certain amount of money. You may have something coming up. You may be in a low spot, and the Holy Spirit just gives you a certain amount of money that you're supposed to give above and beyond tithes. This is not about tithes. Tithes is the minimum. That's the basic. If we can't hear about tithes, then you can't get to the next level. I promise you, your blessing is in the offerings. And the tithe is just doing your minimum thing of obedience. That's not what I'm teaching about today, but sometimes you're in a position where your faith needs some action to it, and you obey the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and it causes your breakthrough to come by obeying that prompting. Now, Naaman was told to dip seven times in Jordan. That was his act of faith. The children of Israel were told to march around Jericho for 7 days, and then on the seventh day to march around it seven times and then shout and the walls would come down. That was an action, a movement that they had to do in order to receive their supernatural breakthrough. The walls fell flat after they did that. Big breakthroughs a lot of times come through obedience to exactly what God said. A natural action is what is required of us to receive a supernatural breakthrough. Now I want to go to Luke, if you will, in your Bibles. Luke chapter 17. I'm teaching today. Not mostly preaching, but mostly teaching. And now Pastor Sharon taught on this Wednesday night. And I'm going to only highlight the first part because she really highlighted the second part of this set of scriptures, this story. And so if you weren't here Wednesday night, if you would, you can get the CDs. They're all free and you'll be blessed by it. But I'm not going to go to the second part of this today. In Luke 17, starting verse number 11, this is in King James. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. They lifted their voices. They were standing a good way off. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. As they went, they were healed. As they went, that's when it happened. That's when their breakthrough. See, they had to move. They had to go. They had to take action. And then they did that. When they did that, they were healed. They weren't healed and then they went. See, because that's the way we think it is. As they went to show themselves to the priest, that was their act of faith, going to show themselves to the priest that they had been healed. And he had to proclaim them where they could get back in society and get back to people again. Now, so faith moves. Okay, you and I think it says, now here's the way we think it reads, Jesus healed them and they went to show themselves to the priest that they were already healed. But it doesn't say that. It said as they went, as they moved, they were healed. Some may have received their healing in the first 100 feet. Some may have received their healing in the first mile. Some, it might have been a few miles. As they went, as they traveled, as they were in motion, forward motion, they were healed. Now, let me read you just a little clip of it in the Message. You're going to love it. Jesus, taking a good look at them, he said, Go show yourselves to the priest. They went, and while still on their way, became clean. Doesn't that show it to you different? Don't you see that scripture different? Now in the voice it says, Jesus, go now and present yourselves to the priest for inspection of your disease. They went, and before they reached the priest, their skin disease was healed. In the Living Bible, it says, He looked at them, Jesus, and said, Go to the Jewish priest and show them that you're healed. And as they were going, their leprosy disappeared. As they were going. So their action was going. Now sometimes your actions and my actions are different. Give an offering. Move something you couldn't move. Maybe you've got arthritis in a finger. And the Spirit of God is saying, move what you couldn't move before. And you say, well, I can't move it. I can just barely do it. But the Spirit of God is prompting you, do what you can do. Just do that little bit of movement that you possibly can do, and then I'll do the rest. But you've got to move what you can move. Do what you can. You say, well, it's nothing. I've heard of people that were in wheelchairs, and six of them came out of wheelchairs, just boom, 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 boom. And the seventh one was standing before the man of God, the prophet of God, and he said, I can't. He said, run around this place. And he said, I can't run. I can't get out of this chair. He said, the others couldn't run either. And one of them even got out of the chair and scooted like on his knees. And he's scooting around the auditorium on his knees. And then by the time he got around, he was walking upright and running. Now, but he did what he could, and then more was added. He did what he could and more was added. And see, that's the part that we miss. I miss. We all miss. It might be, speak a word. Speak the same scripture over and over and over and over. Keep speaking it. Keep speaking it. That might be the rhema to you of what you have to do. That's your movement. Might be dipped 7 times in the Jordan River. Or fill the water pots with water. Faith comes by hearing, but faith is released by an action. Faith comes by hearing, but faith is released by an action. Faith comes by hearing, and faith is released by an action. Pastor Sharon one time. I've told this before many times. She, after we got married, we hadn't been married very long, I noticed her side of the closet, which had already taken up my side of the closet. If you're a guy, you know what I'm talking about. Actually, my closet is in the laundry room right now, and I have a space. And Pastor Sharon has a walk-in closet with two sides slap full. I mean, it's nice. But back then, I noticed that her side of the closet, there was plenty of room for my stuff, and there's never room for my stuff. What is going on? And I didn't know she gave her stuff away. Thank God I didn't know it. That would have scared me silly. But she gave her clothes away. She got a prompt, and she was believing for new clothes. And she got a prompt to give the clothes you got away. She gave her clothes away. That is radical. To me, it would have been scary if I had known it. I didn't know what she was doing. And then my mom called us one day. Nobody knew what she did. I didn't even know what she did. None of the relatives knew what she did. We got a call from my mom and said that, a niece had her and on her mind. She said, I've got all these clothes, and a lot of them I've never worn. They still had the tags on them. She said, I got bags and bags of clothes. And she said, she dropped them off, and she said, see if Sharon would like them. They were a perfect fit. Some of them were designer labels. God's not against you having nice things. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes you can't have nice things because you poor mouth too much. Thank you very much. That was free. There's nothing. I just thought I'd say that just, you know, because, well, I can never afford that. That's right. But God can. He can give you what you can't afford. He can do better for you than you can do. But sometimes He'll give you something radical. Now, here we go. You can hear this today. It's like, you know what? I done heard me a sermon. I got some faith. I'm fixing to go in my closet, and I'm fixing to throw my clothes out. I'm going to give them away. I'm going to take them to Goodwill. I'm going to give them to somebody. I'm going to sew my clothes. You're going to be naked. Unless the Lord told you to do it. Not just because you heard somebody else did it, and this is the result they got. Because there's a lot of people that said, I heard so-and-so gave their car away, and they got a Cadillac. And I want a Cadillac, so I'm going to give my car away. You're going to be hoofing it. And you, God, why did you do that for them? And you're not doing it for me because He didn't tell you to do it. But if He tells you to do it, do it. There'll be a divine, supernatural breakthrough if you do what He told you to do. In 2 Kings, you don't have to go there. 2 Kings 5, I'm going to paraphrase it. 1 through 14 tells about Naaman. He's the captain of the host of the king of Syria. And he had leprosy. We just heard about lepers. Elisha, the prophet of God, tells Naaman, I'm making a long story short, through his servant, go and dip in the Jordan River 7 times. Then, after a long process, had to get some things straight, he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan River, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Now faith is moving. It's doing something. Naaman was healed of leprosy by dipping 7 times in the Jordan River. Why didn't he just go show himself to the priest? We know leprosy has been healed that way before. Why couldn't he just do it that way? Because it's not the same every time. The prompting you may get this time is different than so-and-so gets. I'm telling you, there's different things. We say, well, you know, Naaman could have the school that, hey, if you go to that river right there, you got leprosy, it's gone. It's gone. But people could dip and dip it. It wouldn't do them any good. Because the Lord didn't tell them. So sometimes some people with the same disease can have a different action of faith that they have to take to get healing. Now hang on. I'm gonna volunteer something again. Nosy people. People that are always sticking their nose in somebody else's business. Thank you very much. I'm just going to get it out. Always telling people, they'll come up to you and they'll say, you know, when I did it, I got healed of this. I did. And here's how I did it. I spoke the word over and over and over and over, and here's how. And see, if you do that, you get it. Shut up. Shut up with that religious stuff. You don't know what their thing of faith is going to be. So don't look down holy noses because you got it and somebody else didn't. Pray for them that they get it too. Oh, that was good preaching. You almost missed it. I used to say, if you're believing for a dog, get a leash. You're believing for finances, open a savings account. And those are good things, but ask the Holy Spirit. What should you do? What is your act of faith? What is your movement for your breakthrough? Maybe by faith you're believing for a job. Faith puts in resumes. Faith moves. Faith talks to business owners. Just the movement of faith could cause you to get a job. You're looking, you're seeking, you're knocking, but maybe none of the places you're looking are hiring. That's okay. You've taken a faith action and you're in movement. You have stirred something up in the spirit by being in movement. And a door opens, or you learn about a job, or someone hears about you seeking a job, or maybe just because of the movement of faith, it creates a ripple in the faith pond, and you get a call that's not even connected where you're looking or who knows you or anything about you, but that job comes to you supernaturally because you've done an action of faith, and God's going to draw it to you. It doesn't have to be connected to the same action that you took or the same people that you saw. Matthew 7 and 7 and 8, asking it shall be given you, seeking you shall find, knocking it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Whatever he says to you, do it. John 2, 1 through 11. Jesus' mother was a guest at a wedding in the village of Cana. This is the first miracle of Jesus in Galilee. And Jesus and the disciples were invited too. The wine supply ran out during the festivities, and Jesus' mother came to him with a problem. I can't help you now. He said it didn't get time for miracles. But his mother told the servants, do whatever he tells you to do. So 6 stone water pots were standing there, and they used for Jewish ceremonial purposes and held 20 to 30 gallons each. He told the servants to fill them to the brim with water, and this was done, he said, dip some out to the master of the ceremonies. Y'all know what happened. The water was turned to wine, and it was the best wine that they had ever experienced. So whatever he says to you, do it. Don't copy what somebody else, their instruction. Get your own instruction. Now, their instruction might be your instruction. Understand, it could be rhema to you. It could inspire you. So do it. It must be faith to you personally. Jerry Savelle was believing for an airplane, and the Holy Spirit told him, rent a hangar. Some people have been told they're believing for a spouse, buy a house. Some people have been told they're believing for a spouse, sow a seed, $1,000 seed. I know that one personally. The Holy Spirit told me, sow a $1,000 seed, and your wife will appear. Well, she got the same thing, and she didn't know she got it. She didn't know I had it. We didn't even know each other. We'd seen each other at church. She sowed a $1,000 seed for a spouse. I sowed a $1,000 seed for a spouse. And look how God blessed her. Amen. Y'all know I was goofing around, right? I was total. I married up. See, that's what faith will do. It'll take you up higher than you could get on your own. Hallelujah. Radical faith takes an action. You want a breakthrough, whatever he says to you, do it. Now, Pauline one time, years ago, over 10 years ago, was believing for a kidney. Well, how do I say this nicely? Pauline's not a teenager. I can say it that way. Okay, she's believing for a kidney, but she's not a teenager. Okay? And a lot of people that were not a teenager in Pauline's status didn't make it. They didn't get it on the list. Well, she had a faith instruction of we were believing for the chairs that you're sitting in now, and we were believing for 400 of them. You know, we got a bunch of chairs back here in this new sanctuary already put out. And that's what we were believing for. Well, she felt like the Holy Spirit told her, give 100. And you're believing specifically for her kidney transplant, a kidney to be available. Well, while she's doing those, she's like pledged them. and she's doing them, and she's giving them some this week, some next week, some this month, some next month. And while she's doing that, while she's moving, a kidney patient, a perfect match for her, comes up, and she gets her kidney. You know, there were other people that I know about, that I read about on that list years ago during that time, that died waiting on that list for the donor that was a perfect match. Now, you can say what you want to, but faith has a movement. And when you release your faith with what He tells you to do, I'm telling you, it'll draw your breakthrough to you. I heard about George Mueller. I read about him. He had over 2,000 orphans at one time, and he's got all these orphanages everywhere. And he didn't have enough food to feed all those orphans all the time. And he's praying, and they're believing for the food for the orphans. Well, one of those times, he said, they told him, there's no food for breakfast for the orphans this morning. He said, assemble them, get them to the table, set the table. He said, Brother Mueller, he said, we don't have the food. There's no breakfast for them. He said, put them at the table, set the table. They set the table. Got all the orphans there. They're praying. Knock on the door. There's milk and there's breakfast. Somebody brought milk and breakfast. You're talking about for thousands of orphans. It's amazing how many times that happened, that God would put it on somebody else's heart. But there was a movement. He had to act as if he had the food. They went ahead and set the table. Y'all hang on a minute. Elisha the prophet, there was a drought. And he prophesied and he said, thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, you shall not see wind, neither shall you see rain, yet the valley shall be filled with water, that you may drink, both ye, your cattle, and your beast. And verse number 20, it came to pass in the morning when the meat offering was offered, that behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. So what has digging ditches got to do with water? It had to do with, that's an act of faith, because these ditches are going to be filled with water. What is your act of faith for your car? Maybe it's to go out and buy floor mats for your car that you're going to have. Maybe it's to buy a keychain to hold your car key that's going to be on that keychain, a certain kind of car that you're believing for, or whatever, or any kind of car that you're believing for. I'm telling you, there's an action that the Holy Spirit, only the Holy Spirit can really give it to you. But once He gives it to you, just obey that prompting, and you're going to see a supernatural breakthrough. I'm coming to a close. I'm going to ask Pastor Sharon to come. When we wanted a building of our own years ago, what I felt impressed to do was to start. There was a lot of ministries, well-known ministries, Joyce Meyer and Jerry Savelle, and I remember Jesse Duplantis. There was a bunch. There was 7 different ministries. And the Lord put it on me to give to the building fund of those ministries. We're in a storefront building. We're not supported by an organization. We have no backing whatsoever. We have no means. There's no way we can get a building on our own. And the Lord told us, He said, start giving to other, to like ministries that are needing a building. They're going to be a building because you need a building. So I'm telling you to do this. I said, well, the amount that I got was $500 to each one. We didn't have $500. That was $3,500. We didn't have that. But we pledged it to each one. And then we started giving to each one until we fulfilled that pledge. But we got this building during that time of doing that. Now, you can say what you want to, but that's what the Holy Spirit showed us to do. It didn't look normal or natural to somebody that's just looking in the natural. That's the stupidest thing. Why are they giving away money to other ministries when they need it themselves? Because we know God is bigger than that seed that we're sowing. We know He's bigger, and He told us what to do. You're sitting in the building that God provided for us. Now, we have mortgages on this building, but God brought us here. God made it work for us in this building. It was God. I'm telling you, He opened the door that was shut. God did that. Yes. John 2 and 5, as Pastor Sharon comes, Jesus' mother, He said unto the servants, whatsoever He saith unto you, do it. There's a movement to faith.
Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise this morning. Amen. That was a word in season, amen. Because we all need different things in different areas. We all have needs this morning, amen. And we need direction, we need guidance, we need the Lord to supply things for us, we need healing in our bodies, whatever it might be. Just remember that movement goes before faith. Amen.
Amen.
You do your part, and then God will do his part.
Amen.
Praise God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Father, we just come to you this morning thanking you for your word today. Father, we just ask you to just seal that word into our hearts, Father God. Let us keep that in the foremost front of our hearts and our minds, Father God, that we'll remember, Father, that faith has action. And Father, that we will be sensitive to your word, we'll be sensitive to your voice, Father God, and that we will be sensitive to the Holy Spirit to give us direction, to speak to us and show us what action we need to take to receive by faith what your word promises us, Father God, and what we are seeking you for. Father, we thank you that you are a mighty God, Father God, that you are awesome and you are wonderful and you are great and you are mighty in this place this day. Father, we thank you, Father God, for your anointing this morning. We thank you, Father God, for your goodness this morning, Father God, and your presence. And we ask you, Father, your presence just to go out with each and every person through this week. And we give you all praise and glory for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Yeah. Give God another hand clap this morning. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. We want to just thank each and every one of you again this morning for being here. And Pastor, you got anything you want
to
add?
Yeah. I'd like to ask Joe if he'd stand, him and Darlene. And I know some of them heard it Wednesday night. What happened to you, Joe? The doctor said your cancer's gone. It's gone. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
No more treatments.
Hallelujah.
No more treatments.
No more.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory.
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 Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And I'd like